ओम शांति। 10th May 2019, टुडे इज फ्राइडे। स्लोगन, कंसिडर योर सेल्फ टू बी एन इंस्ट्रूमेंट एंड रिमेन कॉन्स्टेंटली डबल लाइट एंड यू विल कंटिन्यू टू एक्सपीरियंस हैप्पीनेस। कंसिडर योर सेल्फ टू बी एन इंस्ट्रूमेंट। सो when you consider yourself as an instrument, what happens? You remain double light and you will continue to experience happiness. So considering oneself as an instrument leads to happiness and leads to lightness. Leads to lightness. It means when we are not instrument, we are heavy and we are unhappy. It means when there is a sense of doership, I am doing this, I am doing that, I have done this, I will do this. So whenever there is a sense of doership, it leads to heaviness. It will lead to unhappiness. And the opposite of this is, whenever there is a sense of being an instrument, instrument means a tool. Instrument means to be a means. Instrument means to be a device. So tool, a device or means. The doer is someone else. I am not the doer. But if you see the journey of humankind, right from the birth, we are taught this chapter of I by everyone. And it is reinforced when we go in schools, and it is reinforced by competitive exams, that you have to do this, I have to do this. So everywhere we are being surrounded by this ocean of doership. So I am doing is a doership. Now what Baba is teaching is, never think that you are doing anything. Think of yourself as a means, as a device, as a instrument, as a tool in the hand of God, as an instrument in the hands of God, as a means through which things are being carried out, as a device, as a divine device, as a channel, through which things are getting done. So when we think that I am just an instrument, there's automatic lightness, because then I don't have to think much, because somebody is doing through me. The manager is somebody else, I am just an employee, and there is a happiness. And as I said, the more I think that I am doing this, I do this, I have done this, I should not have done this, so everywhere there is an I which is surrounding, that ultimately leads to happiness, unhappiness, and also lot of heaviness. Dadi Prakashmani used to say that I never consider myself as a head. To think of oneself as head means headache. If you think that you are head of some department, it creates headache, because now I have to control everyone. I have to see that everybody obeys me. If I am the head of the family, I have to see that children, everybody who is there, obeys my order. If they don't, I have to teach them a lesson. So that brings heaviness, that brings unhappiness. So whenever there is doership, there would be some problem. And this sense of non-doership non-doership. This is taught in almost all the religions of the world. And Baba has freely quoted from Sikh literature when he says, Karan Karavanhar. That word has come only and only in the Granth Sahib and nowhere in the world, which clearly states that he is the one who is doing things through you. You are Karanhar, he is Karan Karavanhar, the one who makes you do things. So this comes in Sikh literature. The entire Bhagavad Gita talks about non-doership. O Arjuna, don't get attached to your karmas. Remain neutral, remain detached. You are not the doer, I am the doer. So, entire Bhagavad Gita talks about non-doership. Bible. In Bible we find, Jesus says that, I am not doing anything. My Father that walks through me, my Father that is doing through me, I am not at all doing anything. It's He who is walking through me. These are not my work. Everything is coming from above. I am just an instrument. So, multiple places in Bible also we find there is non-doership. If you go in Quran, the very word Muslim means, who is a Muslim? Muslim means a person who has surrendered his will to Allah. That is the real meaning of the word Muslim. So, he has surrendered his own will to Allah means he is not the doer anymore. He has surrendered. That is the meaning of the word Muslim. And the person who has not surrendered his will to Allah, he is not the doer. So if you take any of the 114 chapters of Quran, everywhere this thing has come. Not only in Quran but also in Hadith, which are the direct teachings of Prophet Muhammad. So, a Muslim is a one who has surrendered his will to Allah. Means, he is not the doer anymore. It's Allah who is making him do through. Allah is making the person act. If you go in the literature of Bhakti, everywhere they say that Lord is the doer. I am not the doing, he is doing. Everything is happening by his will. Even the leaf is moving by his will. So everything he is doing. Hoi soi jo Ram rachi rakha. Everything which is being done in the world, it is he who has planned it. It is he who is doing it. So I am not the doer. So again, if you see all the bhakti literature of the world, there is a non-doership. If you go to Buddhism, Buddhism is silent on God. Buddha never talked about God. Buddhism is silent on soul. Buddha does not much mention about soul. Jainism is silent both upon God and soul. But even Buddhism is absolutely silent. There is a perfect silence he has maintained on God. But here Buddha talks about eightfold action. Eightfold action, one of the thing in that eightfold action, eightfold things is right action. Samyak karma. So right action, right conduct, right behavior, right speech, there are eightfold paths in Buddhism. So right action means you are not attached to that action. He focuses on non-attachment. Remain unattached to the action also as well as to the fruit of the action. So again they talk about instrument, non-doership or being just a channel, being remaining detached. Not to have desires for the fruit of the karma. Otherwise you are caught, you are bound. Even Ramana Maharishi, in most of the things he has said, he mentions about non-doership. Now there is again a question of something which is known as free will. That I am free to do anything. This is again a concept about free will. But then most of the philosophers have gone against this. Jai Krishnamurti has said, there is no such thing as free will. Jiddu Krishnamurti said, there is no such thing as free will. Everything in the universe is happening as per the divine plan. So, this concept of free will is not much accepted. Thy will shall be done. Bible says, O Lord, your will shall be done, not my will. I am not the doer. Whatever you decide, that will be done. So, man proposes, God disposes. Whatever we plan, that everything is gone. And what God has planned, ultimately, that comes to the fore. So, in today's Murli also, Sakar Murli, Baba said, think of yourself as a trustee. Think of yourself as trustee. Give signals to the Father of what you do. Ishare. Whatever you do, give signal to the Father and Father will tell you what to do. So don't think of yourself as a doer. The moment I think I am a doer, it creates heaviness. The moment I think as a doer, it creates unhappiness. The moment I think I am the doer, I have a lot of expectations from others and which they don't fulfill. The moment I think I am the doer, then I have to monitor others, I have to order them, I have to bring that ego to do things. On the surface, it looks very attractive that I say that I will do this, I will do that. But then there is a lot of ego hidden. In the path of devotion, they say God laughs on two occasions. What are they? God laughs on two occasions. First, a doctor is talking with patient and telling, don't worry, I'll save you. God says, I'm going to take his life and you are going to save him. So God laughs. This is the first occasion. The second occasion when God's laugh is when one brother says to another brother, from now onwards, this land is mine and this land is yours. This is my land, this is your land. God says, Sabai Bhumi Gopal ki. Everything is mine. What you are talking? This is yours, this is mine. So, whenever there's an ego like this, so God laughs. So coming back to being an instrument. How to be an instrument? What to do? What should we do in order to become instrument? Yes, the first thing to do is surrender. This is the highest thing to do for considering oneself as an instrument. Surrender yourself to the Lord. Surrender yourself to God. Yes, He, Baba, you do it. I will not do. It's you, it's your work. So, real surrender leads to, infuses or enforces the feeling of being an instrument. So the first thing is surrender, the sense of surrender. And whenever we come to sorrow or unhappiness or heaviness, one should try to find the cause of it. Whenever there is any sorrow in life, any disturbance, one must attempt to find the cause. For example, there was a sadhu, a sannyasi, a monk. So that monk was respected everywhere. People used to love him. And he had free access to the palace. Every afternoon he would go to the palace, have his lunch there and come back. Free food. And one day, as per his habit, he comes for his lunch to the palace. After finishing his food, he takes the cup of gold and one another silver cup and goes away. Everybody sees that he has taken one cup of gold and one cup of silver on the dining table. He would never do such thing before. This time he took this and put in his apron and left. Everybody just saw with wide awake eyes. What has he done? But nobody said anything. It's okay, because he was very friendly with everyone. And people used to respect him, all the people who were in the palace. After 2-3 days, he brings back the cups and keeps and goes away again. Now the king gets to know about this. What is it? Why did he took away the cups, silver cup and golden cup? And why after 2-3 days he brought back the cup? So the king tries to calls all his ministers and tells him, tell me the reason, what happened? Why he did like this? So the minister says, let us investigate. So they try to investigate and they find out that on the day when he took those cups, he had taken food which was confiscated. The food was confiscated from robbers. In that kingdom, few robbers were caught and they had a lot of grains with them. And from that grain, this food was made. And that is why the sadhu developed the desire to steal. So they tried to find if anything has happened, sadhu had stolen, but why did he steal? There has to be some reason. He had stolen because that day the food which was cooked from the grains which were taken from the robbers who were caught on that very day. So that was the result. Effect of food. So if anything is happening, and why did he bring back? He must have realized later on. Why, I don't need this. That's why he kept back. So whenever anything is happening in life, one must always try to go to the root cause of it. Even if a physical illness comes, it is not coming without giving a warning sign. You must have invited it somewhere in the subconscious mind. Any illness of the body, if it is coming, person must have invited it somewhere in the subconscious mind. There was a man who used to say, he just said like that one day, oh, my limb should not get cut. After 6 months, he had an accident and this was gone. Somewhere we always invite. There's a law of attraction works somewhere. We have some thought wave that is going in the universe and it is creating disease. So anything which is happening has a very deep rooted cause. Always try to go to the cause. So whenever there is a sorrow in life, there is suffering in life, there is some reason. Try to go to the root of it and find out. So what are the ways to consider oneself as a nimitta instrument? First, surrender. Second, but still trustee. The second is, think of yourself as a trustee. Today's Murli Baba said, think of yourself as a trustee. Give signals to the father. Father will tell you what to do and what not to do. So think of yourself as a trustee. Trustee means no ownership. Ownership free. Suppose this is a duster. I purchased it. But I know it's not mine. If I think that this duster is mine, then if somebody takes it, I become sorrowful. Why he took it without asking me? Because I think this is mine. This is mine. This sense of I possess it. So trustee, or to have non-possession. Non-possessive. I don't own anything. This is just given to me to take care. Trustee means the one who takes care. The owner is somebody, but I take care of it. That's why trustee means nyasi. Nyasi is a Hindi word, and that's why from the word nyasi, the another word has come, sannyasi. Sannyasi means who is a trustee, who doesn't owe anything. And the greatest sannyasi is king. King is the greatest sannyasi. Why? Because he has to take care of the kingdom. he has to give up his own sorrows, own sufferings, and think more of these subjects. That's why they say that greatest sannyasi is not the one who is sitting in the jungle, but the greatest sannyasi is the one who is the king. King is said to be an ascetic. He is sannyasi. So, for instrument, what you need is surrender. For instrument, what you need is trusteeship. For instrument, what you need is no ownership. Ownership free. This is given to me to take care of, but it's not mine. So if it is lost, I will try to find out where I was careless. But I do not own it. Another is trustee means I do not possess it. The possessive attitude, it is mine. That is mine. Nobody should take this. This is my pain. I will not allow it to anybody to take it. And you know how we form this ownership right from the childhood. Our parents teach us, this is yours, this is not yours. This is how the person becomes egoistic. So another method of becoming an instrument is to become egoless, reduce the ego. The more the ego, the more is the less is the feeling of being an instrument. The person who is egoistic, how can he be instrument? He cannot remain instrument. The more the ego, the less the instrument. Ahankar and Nimit, they work against each other. So become egoless. Another is that only we are discussing. This is what are the ways to become Nimit. In order to become Nimit, in order to become instrument, the greatest thing is surrender, the greatest thing is trustee, ownership. One is egolessness, another is humility. What is the difference between the two? This is Namrata and this is Nirankarita. What is the difference between two? One is Namrata, humility, humbleness. Another is Nirankarita. Yeah, even humility kya kare is the ego. I am very humble. If somebody comes and tells me, he is more humble than you. How dare he? So, ego of being humble. One is egolessness. That's why Baba has not added Namrata in the final stage. It's Nirakari, Nirvikari, Nirankari. Nirankari word has been used. Though Ahankar has already come in Nirvikari, but still it had separate mention. Nirvikari, vicelessness, five vices, fifth is ego. So already ego has come there. But still, there is a third mention of Nirankarita. Because this is the highest virtue. Because a jnani becomes egoistic of everything. If you have any ability, I become egoistic of it. So, Namrata, humility is the external expression of egolessness. Humility is the external expression of Nirankarita. When I am egoless, automatically on the outside, I will be humble. So it's a reflection. It's a outside behavior is humility. Inside is egolessness. And when there is an ego outside, and yet one tries to be humble, this is pseudo-humility. False humility. One is very egoistic and still one says, oh, I am nothing. I am not doing anything. Baba is doing everything. And say, okay, so all those who have done, yeah, you go away. You have not done anything. You go. We are calling, honoring those people who have done something for the yogi. You have not done anything, no? Because you only said you have not done anything. So go away. So one feels hurt. So this is false humility. Because there is an ego sitting inside, like a coiled snake. Inside there is an ego, but outside there is a humility. And this is a false humility. Humility for gaining attention. Because when you show that you are humble, people respect you. When you show that, oh, somebody has given speech and somebody comes, oh, you have given very good speech. Then you say, no, I have not done. Baba was speaking through me. then your respect increases. Your status increases. Because Baba was speaking. So, Baba is saying, be instrument. Nimitta. Consider yourself to be instrument and remain constantly double light. And you will continue to experience happiness. So, instrument, tool, device, means, channel. These are the five words. Instrument, I am just a tool in the hand of the divine mechanic. He is using me as a tool. Just as that mechanic has got screwdriver, spinner, so many things. So, I am just this tool. Second, I am the means. He is using me. He wants his things to be done. He is using me. So I am the means. I am the device. I am the device through which he is speaking. I am the instrument. In the sense, I am the musical organ. Like the flute. I am just the flute. The lips are his. So, when he keeps his lip on his instrument, the melody comes out. The music that is coming out is not the music of the flute. The flute player is someone else. So he is the flute player. He is the musician. I am the musical organ. So this is instrument. Instrument means to be means, to be channel. He is the channel through which I things are getting done. He is using me as a channel. So I am the channel. I am his arms. I am his means. I am his tool. I am his device. I am the instrument. I am the nimit soul. Through which he is carrying out his work. This is nothing of my doing. Everything, as Jesus Christ says, the greatest things about Jesus Christ throughout is that he is always spoken as if he is an instrument. I speak on my Father's behalf. He says, I speak on my Father's behalf. I don't say anything on my own will. My Father testifies to it. My Father testifies to everything that I speak. I am not speaking anything on my own. So there is this feeling of being an instrument. Om Shanti.